It's time for the Song of Your Life, brought to you by FNB's Golden Circle. FNB and Universal Music Group are excited to announce their partnership to create the FNB Golden Circle. Do you want to be in that club?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it. It allows FNB Gold Check account holders to share in a range of exclusive music experiences. Other Gold Check account benefits include E-Bucks rewards. I love E-Bucks. Up to 15% back on fuel. Who doesn't want that? And groceries, smart devices payable over 24 months, and free card swipes. Switch to a new FNB Gold Check account at only 100 Rand per month and get 100 music downloads from the world's biggest music catalog. SMS downloads. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want the number? SMS the word downloads to 31138. Standard network rates apply. Listen to this quickly.
Hey, Dada, so my name is Dr. Maling. I think the favorite song of my life is Via Orlando by Mono and Son, simply because of it's a classic. And guess what? The event that I can't wait to happen is my CD launch that is going to happen on the 26th of February. My new album, First Injection. And guess what? You can also download my music on goldencircle.co.za. Collaboration between FNB and Universal Music is the best collaboration, guys, that you ever think of.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Universal and FNB. I'm Dr.
That's Dr. Malinga. Next time you give me a clip like that, Flax, try and edit the end properly. It cuts off. He goes, I'm Dr. And then it just dies. It's Dr. Malinga. All right. So by the way, he screwed up the address. It's fnbgoldencircle.co.za. Not goldencircle.co.za. You'll end up on some horse race betting site or something if you go to Golden Circle. So go fnbgoldencircle.co.za. But there we are. Dr. Malinga. His launch, by the way, is in Johannesburg on the 26th of February, and we will give you double tickets to that. One vinyl record from the Universal Music Vinyl Collection. And a lot of people want these. Why? Because the sound on vinyl is apparently much better than the sound on sampled MP3s and CDs.
But that was just so cool to have, though. Even if you don't want to play it, it looks cool on like a bookcase and stuff.
Oh, yes. People take you very seriously in the music business if you have a vinyl collection. Not so much if you have a whole shelf full of CDs. People think you're very passé. And if you say, oh, but it's all in my laptop, they look at you askance as well. So get yourself one of those and two T-shirts of your choice from the Universal Music Merchandise Collection, which means you could, if you're a Justin Bieber fan like Michael Flax is, you could get a Bieber T-shirt.
Crop top, you mean?
Crop top that shows off your little belly. You could get any other shirt. This is the biggest music collection in the world, Universal. Their biggest catalog in the world. If you want a shirt from any of the bands, any of the artists you enjoy, then this is the way to win it. And a voucher for 20 music downloads. How's that, Mubs?
Great.
That's a guaranteed prize today of 1,000 rands worth of stuff. If you want to get that, then call us now, 0861-555-189. Right now, tell us about your song, the song that changed your life. You can also call us on the Skype line, which is Cliff Central, one word. But you need to call right now. And while we're taking your calls, Damon's going to tell us what his song is and why it matters to him, because we've had Ben's, we've had Mabali's, we've had mine. What is your song, Damon?
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, from the album Born in the USA.
Oh, really?
And it's just very nostalgic because it was my first ever CD I bought.
Oh.
I used to always buy records at Hillbar Records.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just remember my first CD was Born in the USA. And it's just symbolical of
Symbolic
of those days where we just changed to CD. And at the time, it was very, very exciting. I would never have known back then that people would be now saying that vinyl is better than CD. Because when CDs came out, it was, wow, this is so much better than vinyl.
Well, because it didn't take up as much space.
Yeah, but also the quality.
You couldn't listen to vinyl on your CD Walkman.
Vinyl had static.
Yes.
I don't understand why they say vinyl's better than CD. I don't get that.
But you can get rid of the static.
How do you do that?
You see, if you're a professional, this is where we've got to get Randall in here to explain this to you. You get those anti-static combs that you would actually rub all over the vinyl.
You'd
make sure that the stylus on your record player is very clean, because it's, of course, a diamond point if you buy the expensive ones. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get a diamond point? Gee whiz.
Randall. Just spent a lot of time with him yesterday. It's all he can talk about. So here it is. This is Damon's song. Ironically, this is also one of the easiest songs in the world for anyone who's learning to play the guitar. Do you know why?
Why?
One chord the whole way through the song. It's all C the whole way through. One chord. You could, any idiot could play this on the guitar, which is precisely why it appeals to Damon. But it is a good song. I'll give it to you. I'll give you credit for that. There it is. Listen to that. You hear that? One chord. Hit it, Bruce. Born down in a dead man's town. The first kicker took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just covering up now. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Born in the USA now. Got in a little hometown jam. So they pulled a rifle in my hands. Sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Come back home to the refinery. How a man said the son of them was up to me. Went down to see my VA man. He said, son, don't you understand now? What a song. It's Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. That's Damon's favorite song. It ironically ties it to the least interesting story of the week. I spoke about my first kiss, first girlfriend. Mabale said that she had this song called Make It Happen by Mariah Carey, and it was the song that got her through kind of the adaptation, the change in environment, that she had left university and come up here to work, and she didn't know anybody, and she felt she had to make it happen. So a powerful story from Mubs. What was your story, by the way?
My story was how I discovered disco. The movie Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, and you had Staying Alive.
Huh? Going from a very shy and withdrawn child, and it's really struck a chord with me.
Even though it was a generation before you that song was.
Of course it was, but, you know.
My dad used to dress like the Bee Gees.
Oh, with the tight pants?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
You must see the wedding pictures.
Well,
not the tight, but the like the bell bottoms almost. You know, those flared. Oh.
Yeah.
I was, you know, with this whole thing with Bobby Christina, I'm getting a little nostalgic. People don't know this, but I've actually got a heart under all this reptilian skin. So with this whole Bobby Christina thing, I was looking at a video from 1985 of Whitney. Mm. I might even play it for you later. It's just such a powerful thing to see. Every time I watch this particular video, it either makes me, I know this is kind of lame, but it either makes me cry or it gives me goosebumps. Because I think, first of all, that we will never again have a woman with a voice, anyone, a man or a woman, with a voice like Whitney had. She was just she was superhuman with that voice. There's never been in my lifetime, and I include Aretha, I include her aunt Dionne Warwick, I include Mariah. Whitney was just, there was something so real and sincere and honest about that voice when they discovered her. When Clive Davis started putting her albums together, and the music he gave her to sing was just so powerful. And I look at the way she ended and the way her life deteriorated, and she just became like this cokehead, and, you know, she crack was whack, and she married Bobby Brown, and the whole thing just saddens me. By the way, have they switched off Bobby Christina's machines? Because they said they were going to do that yesterday.
They originally said they were going to do it, but then the story was contradicted. They said it's not true. We're not going to switch the machines off. Hmm. So, you know, mixed messages.
Yeah, very mixed.
By the way, we're very unsatisfied with everybody's stories so far. So if you want to call in and tell us about the song of your life and win that 1,000 rands worth of prizes, start your day with a win, with a victory lap, then call us now. 0861-555-189 or on Skype, Cliff Central, one word. Do it now, though, so Damon can start getting through those calls and we'll put on the winner. We'll decide who deserves the 1,000 rands worth of stuff. Very cool prize, by the way. Among other things, voucher for 20 music downloads, 2 t-shirts of your choice from the Universal Music Merchandise Collection, 1 vinyl record from the Universal Music Vinyl Collection, and double tickets to the exclusive Dr. Maningo album launch in Joburg on 26 Feb. And you can't buy tickets for that. You can only get them from us, and if you are invited by Dr. Malinga yourself, you know, himself, rather. So get that together immediately. Let's get into the news with Mabale. Find out what's happening all over the world. Here are the important headlines.
There was a sting operation in Johannesburg where the Joburg Revenue Department officials, with the help of police, they swooped in on the new China Discount Shopping Center in Randburg.
Uh-oh.
And then they disconnected their water and the electricity because they discovered that this mall owed the council about 2.6 million rand for electricity.
Wow.
And 558,000 rand for rates, sewage, and refuse charges.
You know what? I wonder how many people in this country are not paying for their electricity. Like, how many people have illegal connections and the rest of it. Because you see, I watched this ENCA documentary the other day about this. There are a lot of people getting free electricity.
Yeah.
Now, that can't help. I mean, Eskom is in bad enough trouble without people not paying their bills. Now, I don't know about you, but my bill arrives and I have to pay it or they switch me off.
So they disconnected their water and electricity, Gareth. And then this week they went back to the same place to kind of monitor the situation and see what was happening.
They'd reconnected.
They'd reconnected it illegally.
Yes, it's a whole shopping mall.
A whole shopping mall.
Can you imagine the bills they have every month?
Some of the center's power appeared to be provided by a generator, while there were also illegal connections to be seen with cables connected with tape. You know that black tape or that masking tape?
That is so dangerous. You know how many people die from trying to connect their electricity illegally?
Oof.
And they fried, you know, they actually, they burned to a crisp.
And you don't always hear about these stories, you know, they don't always make the news. But there are a lot of people who do this.
No, nice and crispy.
Illegal connections and they die.
Mm. Very dangerous. Don't do it, by the way. There are better ways to get your electricity. Or don't have electricity rather than connect and illegally end up, you know, siphoning off of the grid. Because you could be killed. And remember that we're talking about massive current. I mean, if you take it straight off a substation or one of those poles or whatever, it can get very hectic. All right, let's quickly go, Mubs. I'm sorry to interrupt your news. How rude.
That's okay.
But let's go immediately to Hillary, who wants to try and win this morning. She's going to tell us about her song. Should we do that? Let's go to Hillary. Hey, Hillary, what's happening, baby?
How's it, Gareth? My song is Blister in the Sun, Violent Femmes.
Oh, I love that song.
I was a kid in the 90s, teenager, same age as you, and I just remember hearing that song one day. I think we heard it on a TV show, My So-Called Life, which kind of I totally associated with it at the time.
That's right.
And that song just spoke to me, and I forever after, that song is the song of my teenage years.
Do you remember... You got the mother and her kids. You got the guy and his date. We all get mad. We all get late. Looks like somebody, come on, join me, forgot about us. Standing on the corner, waiting for the bus. Don't you remember that?
I do.
It's on the same album. I don't think you're being honest with me.
No, I'm a big fan. I had that song played at my wedding.
Wow, okay. That's impressive. All right, here it is just for you, and we'll give you that 1,000 rands worth of stuff.
Awesome. Courtesy, thank you, guys.
Courtesy of FNB, Golden Circle, and Universal. Nice work, Hillary. Thank you, baby.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I whisper in the sun. Let me go on.
Big hands, I know you're the one. All right, very nice. That's the Violent Femmes and Blister in the Sun, Hillary's favorite song. She wins this morning. Back to Mabali and all the important news headlines.